regarding the month of Ramadan, inshallah it will be of great benefit for us, inshallah. Like that, we are reading the virtues of Ramadan after Maghrib also. The whole idea is for us to become aware with regard to the importance of this month, so we don't waste it and we try and do our best. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "My ummah were given five things in Ramadan or for Ramadan which were not given to anyone except them before them. One is the smell from the mouth of a fasting person is much more sweeter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrant smell of musk. And on behalf of them, the fish in the sea seek forgiveness, and obviously in the rivers and the dams also, for the fasting person. Until they break their fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares and decorates a special garden in Jannah every day and says to it, the time is near when the faithful servants shall cast aside the great trials of this world and come to you. In this month, the evil-minded shayateen are chained, and so as not to cause the unbelievers and to stay away from those evils which they normally reach during other months of besides the month of Ramadan. And on the last night of Ramadan, they are forgiven." أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد أرسلنا إلى أمم من قبلك فأخذناهم بالبأساء والضراء لعلهم يتضرعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a system that when His servants are on the face of this earth and when they do wrong, they do evil, whether it is out of their own rebellious nature or whether it is because they are just forgetful and neglectful, Allah doesn't just send down His punishment. Allah is very kind. That is why Allah Ta'ala has got the system of sending Anbiya alayhim salam. So what the Anbiya do, they come and they give da'wat, they explain to the people that, you know, worship the one Allah, stay away from His disobedience, do good deeds and so forth and so forth. So Allah says that to the people of the past, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمَمٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ, that we had sent prophets. Now, if people still don't listen, then also Allah doesn't send a punishment. Allah says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّى, then we send down upon them two things. Ba'sa refers to extreme poverty. In other words, they become very, you know, poor, the economy suffers, and they start suffering all kinds of scarcity and hunger and difficulty. That's the first thing, ba'sa. And وَالضَّرَّى refers to health issues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will bring about such conditions where they start suffering from all kinds of sicknesses and illnesses. So that is how the thing is translated in some of the ayat of the Quran. Other places, this was same towards ba'sa and wadharra is translated as difficulties and discomfort. Basically, that is described. But in whatever it is, both these things are mentioned. One is the poverty and the other one is health issues. Why Allah does this? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَرَّعُونَ, so that the people take a lesson and they start humbling themselves. Humbling themselves means they come to their senses, they come to realize you must stop being evil, stop being arrogant, stop being, you know, disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must change our ways, we must come back on the path of Allah, we must do good deeds, we must stay away from bad deeds and so forth. That is what is meant humble. So they become, they return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they start changing their ways. That is the first level. So if people come right there, then alhamdulillah, everything goes fine. But if people don't come, Allah says, فَلَوْلَا إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ بَعْصُنَا تَضَرَّعُوا. Allah says, why is it when these difficulties come upon them, they don't humble themselves? So what happens? Sometimes people, they just don't, you know, take it to cop, as you will say. They don't take it serious. That this is a warning and a wake-up call from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You must remember, these difficulties are not a punishment, it's a wake-up call. Like, you know, when sometimes a child is a bit naughty, we just give him a few shots on his knuckles, like that. So this is just a knock on the knuckles. So Allah says, why is it when we give them these difficulties, they still don't humble themselves? So what people do, they start ignoring it. They say, ah, well, it was supposed to happen. Or, you know what, it's a natural disaster. And, you know, when it comes, for example, to the issue of, let us say, what we have this earthquakes, then they say, I know, well, the scientists have said, you know, in the tectonic plate shift, then you're going to have that. Or when there's a tsunami, or when there's an earthquake in the sea. So we just attribute it to that. Well, these are natural things. They're supposed to have happened, and nothing to worry about. And in this way, they don't take this as a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they make all kinds of stories, as a result of which they fail to humble themselves. So Allah says their hearts become even more harder after that. So instead of becoming humble, they become even more rebellious, become even more evil. So this is a dangerous stage. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. And shaitan comes and he starts making their deeds look good to them. So one is they disregarded what warning was given to them. Number two, all the bad deeds they're doing, shaitan says, no, it's right what you're doing. Nothing wrong. You mustn't worry about those things. So shaitan actually makes them understand and think that what they're doing in terms of bad deeds, it is good. So Allah says, then this is the stage they come to. Now, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ. Allah says, now when they've forgotten the warning that was given, the reminder that was brought to them, then another punishment comes. And what is that punishment? Don't believe it. That punishment is, Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We flood them and open for them the doors of every material thing. Now imagine that is a punishment. This is now what, you know, we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now giving them what we call the rope. Because now they are going to go so lost into their worldly and material life, and they are going to be so obsessed with it, and they are going to be so deluded with it, they're going to actually think, what we're doing, all this is not wrong, it's right. See how Allah is giving us. Many times people, what they do is, when they got a lot of worldly things and things happening, and many times people say this, so they say those people are so bad, they're so evil, and still they're getting so much. Now they're not getting so much. The door of punishment has opened up for them. So Allah says they are involved in it. They become proud about it. They are enjoying it totally. Regardless, they are wasteful. They are extravagant. They look down on the people, etc. Allah says, فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. And while in the middle of enjoying all this, Allah says, أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Suddenly we catch them. Then that punishment comes. Now the second punishment, or the third one you can call it. The first one is a warning. The second one is a first door of punishment where Allah opens everything to them. And they think, hey, everything is nice here. And then the third one comes where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we catch them suddenly. And we gave this example in the past also. When a mouse is troubling in the house, troubling, eating here, you know, nibbling and messing up the linen and eating the food and that, then we put a nice little trap there and we put a nice cheese on it also, right? And the mouse comes and says, Mashallah, I'm so happy. The house people till now was busy going to eat. Now they're providing for me cheese here also. So nice. And then he goes and he eats the cheese and snap. Bakhta. Suddenly Allah says the punishment comes and it catches his people. Faidahum mublisun. And they are totally then in a state of loss and amazement and wonderment that what happened here. So before a situation comes on anybody like this. And this, you know, in the Quran, Allah speaks about punishment. You'll hear, for example, the people of Ad, the people of Thamud, the people of Madian. Now all these places are around Arabia. They are around where the people of Makkah were living. But these weren't the only three places where punishment came. Punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came all over the world. But it's not documented in the Quran. It is more mentioned. These are mentioned because the Quran was being revealed on the people of Makkah, the mushrikeen. So they were aware of what was happening around them. They heard about it. They heard from their ancestors how the punishment came and all of that. So then it makes them relate. But you must remember, we were in Turkey once. We went to a place called Ephesus. Maybe somebody went to Ephesus, right? Ephesus is a place where there's an ancient city that was uncovered from bottom of the ground. And the archaeologists are still busy cleaning up. And what they found? An entire city of people, a civilization, people were living there. And you must look at the shirk. You find all the different kinds of idols and the different kind of things that these people were involved in. So we're just listening as the guide is telling us this and that, and we are looking at what the Quran is telling us, that you know what, this was all azab that came down on these people. You know, all this, when we speak of the Greek mythology, that was the Roman Empire, that was the Greeks at that time. They had so many different gods, god of this and god of that. So you find all those things there. So as they are busy now removing the soil and that from this entire city, we find all these shirky icons, all these polytheistic icons coming about. So that's the punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down. So that was in that part of the world. And elsewhere also, we don't know, sometimes archaeologists, they find things. they will find, you will see this adab that has come down on these people. So, therefore, when situations come upon us, Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah must let it come upon us, we must take it serious. Look at this 2 years ago, this bad, dark days we had, what was called the COVID period. It wasn't a nice thing that we went through. The fact of the matter is, we saw people passing away, suffering with sickness. We saw the economy going down. We saw so many things happening. We saw, we heard, even you read the economic indicators, they say the, you know, it came down from so many percent. We're seeing all of this. What was that? We mustn't think, no, man, this thing COVID, you know, it didn't happen. Some people say it didn't happen. It was not there. Some people say a conspiracy. Some people say it was man-made. Somebody says it started in China in the lab. Somebody says that in the fresh meat market in China. And somebody says there's the helicopter spraying stuff. All that is not a problem. The problem is it was there and people suffered and we saw what happened. We couldn't come read namaz in the masjid. You know, 2 years ago, we were in Tarawih in the houses. People couldn't go to Makkah. People couldn't travel across Pumalanga. We couldn't go there. So all this was a warning. We must take it seriously. It was happening. However it happened, don't look for all excuses. The government did it, and America did it, or China did it. That's not an important thing. We saw what we went through. How many shops were shut down? How many people were suffering? How many different kinds of what we call it, aid packages were being given out to the people. Ba'sa'i wa dharra'i. People are suffering from poverty and people are suffering from health issues. So there was a wake-up call. Now, alhamdulillah, it's almost gone. We hope it doesn't come back. They're saying there's another one going to come in, whatever. Allah Ta'ala save us from all of that. Whether it comes or not, we must yatadarra'un, humble ourselves and say, Allah, save us from this. We make tawbah from whatever we've done. Allah, guide us to that what is best and save us from any kind of punishment. We mustn't go to the second and the third level of punishment where suddenly something comes and catches us. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from harm.